So we are more and more embracing a living, embracing a much more dynamic and constantly growing understanding of ourselves as a global humanity. We're feeling the future arriving, even as this ongoing counter-evolution is doing all it can to stop it. It also seems to me that in this reprise of what they, this summary of what they had been arguing, that there is an insufficient appreciation of the point that they were making just 2 years previously, i.e., quote, perhaps the central question is this: how and to what extent can the well-organized arms of progressive movements in Western Europe, framed as they are by their current forms and immediate concerns, recompose themselves into agencies not of national realization, but of world historical transformation? This recomposition would mean they became in the future as subversive of the interstate system per se, as they have in the past been its products and proponents. Of the processes that stem from capital's ongoing centralization, the second and third of these entail the redefinition of trajectories, for the denationalization of domestic labor forces suggests a fundamental change on the part of the left as to what national means. To accomplish the recomposition, the reconception will entail a degree and kind of substantive and rhetorical inventiveness not presently in ascendance within prominent movements. And the third, the increasing salience of the gender question, entails the further generalization from the pauperization of women to the pauperization of people on a world scale. That is precisely the change in consciousness. The very effectiveness of the organizations in core zones may help to bring about as part of world scale movements that bypass and so subvert interstate arrangements, unquote. And of course, von Verhoef's point that, quote, an alternative is possible only if we, men and women, succeed in getting back forever, not simply the wage, but much more, namely the means of production, our bodies and our children, our houses and our land, our knowledge and our creativity and the results of our labor, unquote. This was published at least 4 years earlier, written for some time before that, and by a woman in their own circle of academics. Why was it not followed up on? There's confusion as to language in our Good Three's analysis. Anti-systemic, for instance, a point Giovanni Arrighi will himself be making in the article excerpted on the same page where this text is found. Embracing Global Goals, I'm calling the Arrighi Gramsci page, also Embracing Global Goals, Part 3. So we see language defining is not some superficial nicety we glance at as we frame our strategic advancement of the species to our freedom. Rather, it's the whole ball of wax. For without linguistic clarity, we cannot have theoretical clarity, without which we cannot, all of us globally, walk in step. Presently, we are not walking in step. There is a gap. And what did Emily tell us about closing a gap? To fill a gap, insert the thing that caused it. Brilliant woman, isn't she? What caused the gap between us as human beings? Our having our common earth stripped from beneath our feet, our mooring, our lingua franca, our mother tongue. Who speak it? The tribe called artists are among them, those of them, I should say, who attend to the task for all humans in this moment of filling that gap, advancing our ancestors' gifts, restoring our humanness.